Country Pop FM.
Neil is back for the Bob Almanac. Neil, when you are gone, do you suffer from almanac withdrawal?
I do.
Go into convulsions, start to shake a little bit?
Not to that extent.
That's only when you are deprived of Diet Mountain Dew for an extended period of time.
Correct.
That's how you react.
Yes.
So, not yet to the midway point of the year. This is the 182nd day of the year. We have 183 left. So, at noon today will be 182 and a half in and 182 and a half left.
How about that?
And that adds up to 365, and it's not a leap year this year. Next year, leap year will have an even.
Yep.
The middle point will be exactly even.
183 days.
Yes, so that'll be next year. We're due for a leap year next year in 2020. Mm-hmm. 1847, the first adhesive postage stamps went on sale. I don't know how they secured them before. Paperclip? Something from the barn that was sticky?
Yeah.
1847, 1898, during the Spanish-American War. This was the date that Teddy Roosevelt and his Rough Riders assaulted San Juan Hill in Cuba.
Okay.
The Rough Riders' victorious assault, too. Big, big day for Teddy.
Mm-hmm.
1898. 1941, our first audio of the day.
America runs on Bulova time.
Yeah, that was it. That was it. It was the Bulova Watch Company sponsored the first TV commercial ever. It was broadcast on WNBT-TV, WNBT, New York City, for a baseball game between the Dodgers and the Phillies.
Huh.
1941. I don't think many people had TVs in 41.
Not very many.
It was just only the rich.
The elite.
The rich and the famous, I'm sure. In 43.
A lot of people had Bulova watches, though.
They were very popular.
And I had one at one point.
You did. I never owned. I was
pocket watch.
I had a Casio. Mm-hmm. It's a Casio. 1943, 2 years later, this was when we started, the government started withholding tax from paychecks. Pay as you go instead of just owing at the end of the year. They started taking it out monthly or by paycheck.
Sure.
Kind of pay as you go. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be tough to pay it all at the end. Some
still
people
painful.
Still do. You still have to pay. Yeah, it is. Even after you withhold. And if you
now
pay.
You do it both.
Yes.
Every paycheck and then at the end of the year, you
Indeed.
Still pay.
They get you coming and going.
Yeah.
That's what the IRS does. In 56 in the news.
Your new record hit, I predict it's going to be one because I've heard you rehearse it. You're going to record it tomorrow called Hound Dog. I got you a very cute little hound dog right here. And away you go. Who's that?
This was somewhat embarrassing, I would think, for Elvis, but he played along with it. He was a good sport on the Steve Allen Show.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
He's singing Hound Dog to a hound dog.
You ain't nothing but a hound
because Steve Allen, he didn't want Elvis to dance, didn't want him shaking his hips. So he brought a dog in then to kind of smooth out the situation.
Wow. That's not good, I don't think.
And the dog, it was a basset hound, was actually wearing tails, like it had his own little tuxedo on.
That is embarrassing.
That was this date in 1956. In 79...
So tellers have problems giving them out for quarters instead of dollars. And of course, we had a lot of complaints from the merchants that take them and restaurants and things. They won't use them because they look too much like a quarter.
The bankers didn't want to be identified because they're under pressure to help the Federal Reserve banks unload Ms. Anthony.
This was the date the U.S. Treasury Department introduced the Susan B. Anthony dollar. And, Neil, it was a failure from the outset just for the reasons that that bank manager right there from 1979 stated.
Too much like a quarter.
Too much like a quarter, 1979. They're collector's items now. And, of course, they came out with the Sacagawea dollar, which was gold. And a little larger than a quarter, I want to say, but it was a completely different color.
Yes,
it was gold. You see those every now and then,
right?
And then every now and then you end up with one of those in your pocket, the Sacagawea. That was in 79. Also in 79, this is big.
Put on a Walkman and see the world in a whole new light.
Sony Walkman.
The Walkman from Sony, the one and only.
The Sony Walkman was introduced on this date, 1979. Now, we didn't have a Sony Walkman. The first one we had was a Sound Design. That was our brand.
sure.
Because I think
I remember those.
Because I think that was the brand that Pomida carried and other discount retailers. So they probably sold Sony, but the sound design was cheaper. So I remember, I think it was the Christmas of 81 or something, we got our first little portable radio with the headset, which would be considered a Walkman. It's kind of like the Kleenex or Velcro.
Sure.
It's kind of the generic term now. Yep. Did you have a Walkman, Neil?
Yeah, I think I did at one point, but I wasn't big into that.
Portable music with cassette player and the AM/FM radio.
Right.
This date in 1979. 1980.
So write to McGruff and teach your kids to protect themselves. Help take a bite out of crime.
McGruff the crime dog took a bite out of crime for the first time this date, 1980.
That was 1980, huh?
1980. McGruff made his debut. And if you're going to dress up a dog in a trench coat.
Right. Be careful, first of all.
McGruffy Wuffy have a tippy whippy. Hey, go tinky, tinky poo poo. Yeah. That was that Geico commercial. If we didn't have McGruff, we wouldn't have had that that commercial.
Right. Hey, what a lovable character.
Yeah. I mean,
you have to like him.
Exactly. That's Mary, but that's not Mary's dad. That's not Mary's dad. I got to do my McGruff
voice.
That's
a pretty good McGruff.
In 82, Cal Ripken Jr. started. He was in the starting lineup for the Baltimore Orioles. He would not leave for another 2,216 games.
Ridiculous.
A long stretch.
There's one that'll never be broke.
He was the reason that Ken Herbeck didn't get the Rookie of the Year that year.
Right.
In 82, Cal Jr. Then in 91.
Our final story this evening will not come as a great surprise. The actor Michael Landon died today at his home in California just 3 months after he was diagnosed with pancreatic and liver cancer.
He handled it well, as you recall, with humor and humility. Michael Landon, one of the greats.
One of the greatest laughs ever.
It was. Age 54 and then 95.
Oh, you know, she was digging the cat on the radio.
Clap for the Wolfman. He gonna reach your record high.
And this song actually features, as you can hear, the real voice of the Wolfman.
Speaking of great laughs.
Burton Cummings and the Guess Who and their salute to the Wolfman. And we salute the Wolfman. Wolfman Jack. He passed away. He was only 56 this day. Well, he lived a tough life as a radio DJ. Neil, you know more than anybody.
The
rough life that is lived by radio DJs and on-air radio personalities.
Oscar-winning actor Marlon Brando has died. He actually died last night at a Los Angeles hospital, age of 80. His lawyer has confirmed all this, but is not disclosing the cause, although he did say to us a short while ago that his weight was certainly an issue and that his health had started to ebb away.
Marlon Brando, 80 years old, he passed away.
I don't think it'll be my lawyer that'll confirm that I'm... I'm pretty sure
It'll be your personal undertaker.
Right, yeah.
So that was 2004. Let's move on to birthdays. Olivia de Havilland, Academy Award-winning actress.
She's got to be up there.
103.
Oh, my.
103. I think she's the last survivor from the Gone with the Wind cast. Although, there might be a couple of Munchkins that are still around. But Olivia, 103.
Munchkins? Oh, yeah. You mean from Wizard of Oz?
Go with the joke, Neil.
Okay, yeah.
Come on. Right. I know you've been gone a couple of days. We'll let that slide.
All right.
It's a bit. It's a bit. It's a bit.
Can't a guy have a wash and set without somebody biting him on the neck?
Biting who?
I was biting you.
No, you weren't. You were biting me.
Klinger, what are you doing in here?
Just borrowing a little of your shampoo, Major. It's wartime. We all got to help each other.
No!
Can't a guy get a set and a curl without being interrupted? Or a set and a wash? Jamie Farr, Klinger, he's 85 today.
Guy spent a lot of time in women's clothing.
He did. He really did. He was trying to get, was it a
Section 8?
He was trying to get a Section 8 out of Korea.
Well, he tried for a long, long time.
He did, and he wore it well.
I'm a member of the Imperial Senate on a diplomatic...
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor. Take her away.
So that's David Prowse, who was the man in the suit, in the costume of Darth Vader, and that's his real voice.
Oh, you're kidding.
That's his real voice instead of James Earl Jones. So you can see why they went with James Earl Jones, because you don't want a Sith Lord sounding like a butler.
Right.
Going to go get tea and then probably some turndown service. So that's David Prowse. He's 84.
One way or another, I'm going to find you. I'm going to get you.
His she still blondie or is she grayy? I haven't seen a picture on. She's Deborah Harry, blondie, 74 today. Another lead singer. I got me a car, it's as big as a whale, and we're heading on down to the love shack. He's Fred Schneider, the B-52s.
Ever get played at a wedding?
All the time. Tin roof is rusted. I would put on some tar paper and some shingles if I were you. That's Fred Schneider. He's 68. Dan Aykroyd.
No. No, they don't, Miss Wiss. They're quite impressive. Bordering on spectacular. We have to be running along now.
What? Dan Aykroyd is Joe Friday. All kinds of great roles for him and his work on Saturday Night Live, The Bass-O-Matic. And Mel's Char House.
Blues Brothers.
You pick them. You stun them. You cut them. You cook them.
Yeah.
Dan Aykroyd, 67 on Here's a disco song from the 70s. Evelyn Champagne King. 59 today. Carl Lewis. He's fast and he can sing.
Whistle gallantly streaming. And the Rockets, Red Band!
Oops. Uh-oh. Carl, when you're singing the national anthem and in the middle you say, uh-oh, that's not a good sign. Now listen, he can actually sing. He actually has a good voice. He just couldn't hit the real high notes, and that's a range issue, Neil.
Yeah, he might have started slightly.
Yeah, he needed to go a lower octave.
Right.
So Carl Lewis, happy birthday. How many gold medals did he win? Eight of them.
Yeah.
Gold medals. He's 58 today. He's very fast.
It's my responsibility to fix this. I'm going to brighten the mood by telling a few jokes. Try this one off his eyes. I don't care for cheese. I'm a curmudgeon.
He's Captain Holt from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He is very good. That's a great show. And it's Andre Brower.
Pretty
low
good.
Voice as Captain Holt. He's 57. And Pamela Anderson, 52. She was the Home Improvement gal. That's kind of where she got started. Obviously Baywatch. And she's had a few procedures, some augmentation. Yes. And I think she scaled that augmentation back at some point in time.
Yeah.
Was with
Tommy Lee.
Tommy Lee. Yeah. And with... Who else was she with? She was with
Kid Rock
and a lot of Pamela Anderson.
She liked her rockers.
52.
Mm-hmm. Gone. We're gone to the gone but not forgotten category. All right. There's not a tremendous amount here. I'm going to start with cosmetics mogul Estee Lauder. Made a lot of money for face paint. Estee Lauder, 1908. What about our blues performer of the day? Is Willie Dixon, born in this day in 1915. Actress Karen Black. I remember her from Airport 75 and Great Gatsby, amongst others, 1939. The late, great Keith Whitley.
Call me from Miami. Miami.
One of his very first releases right here.
What took you so long?
Of course, Lori Morgan would hear that song on the radio and said, I got to meet that guy, and meet and married, she did. And he had the demons. He just could not shake the alcohol. They couldn't even leave him alone. She was nervous to go out on the road and leave him alone. It's just unfortunate. Tremendously talented, though. Born on this day, 1955, and Lady Di, the former Princess of Wales, Lady Diana. Born on this day, 1961. Of course, we lost her in the car crash in the tunnel. And they're gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff missed just one. Guy by the name of Bobby Day.
Oh!
Singing Rockin' Robin.
Some 50s rock.
So, 1930. Mm. Now they're all gone.
But not forgotten.
Neil, would you like to start a Bobathon with Martina McBride? I Love You. And again, this is a long, 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 unbelievably long stretch of uninterrupted music hosted by Neil Freeman.
Huge.
I Love You, Martina McBride. You could go with Merle Haggard, Big City, or Willie Nelson. and he'll be channeling his inner Woody Guthrie.
Oh, sure.
With City of New Orleans.
Boy, tough ones today, but I got to go the Hag, Big City.
Hag. Good choice.
Why not?
Here we go.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud.